Mall of America. For more than 30 years, it has been a retail leader and an international destination, and it remains the largest mall in the U.S. Not to mention, it welcomes millions of guests from around the world. It's huge, but it's also so much more. In this podcast, you're going to hear the real stories of how it started and why it continues to thrive. You'll hear about challenges we faced along the way and what you can learn from them. We will feature guests and experts from all walks of life and business, and along the way, you'll laugh, learn, and maybe even change the way you look at things. So if you're a fan of the mall, a brand new visitor, an entrepreneur, or a dreamer, prepare to dive deep into so much more. This podcast is presented by the Bloomington Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Welcome to So Much More, our Mall of America podcast. This is a special holiday edition. I am Jill Renslow, your host for today's show, and we've been busy sharing how we decorate the mall, all the fun events that we've been hosting, and also we wanted to share with you how we lead with our hearts and really talking about our community partners today. So it's the season of giving, and many of us love to give this time of year, sometimes even more than receiving a gift ourselves. We are fortunate here at Mall of America to partner with so many great organizations for our guests to get involved and to give back. Today, we're joined with two of them, Toys for Tots Staff Sergeant Tyree Stevens and also Rob Williams, who's the president of Every Meals. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Also have my co-host, Dan Jasper, always a fan favorite. Thank you, Dan, for joining us today.
Ah, my pleasure. I am so excited to have this holiday edition. Thank you for joining us, guys.
Oh, thanks for having us. This is it's an honor.
It's going to be fun.
It is. It should be a good time.
You have to dance when you talk, like just like
yeah,
Dan
exactly.
does.
Exactly. You got to move.
Should be a good time.
I love it. So like I said, I mean, we're so pleased and want to really thank you not only for being on this podcast, but for coming forward and being part of our holiday activation here at Mall of America this season. It's so important for us to not only entertain our guests, but to also connect with them in the community. So I would love for both of you to tell us your story, how you got involved with your organizations, and why you selected Mall of America as the place to be this holiday season. So Tyree, I'll have you get us started.
One, so thank you for having me on the show once again. This is an honor to be here. So Toys for Tots is near and dear to my heart. Being in the Marine Corps, I've been in for 13 years now. It was something I was kind of like introduced to slightly as a young Marine. As I got older, this was like a program I really wanted to get involved with and hopefully sometime run a program. So once I got to a certain stature and rank within the Marine Corps, I was like, hey, let me take over. I started in New York City, did great, and then here I am in the Twin Cities trying to make a change here. So Mall of America, where else could you do this, you know? Great venue, great publicity, great staff, a great host. So this is a great opportunity to do it here at Mall of America. And we're hoping maybe we can continue this from the years to come.
And we are the official headquarters this year, which it we is. Are honored to be selected as the location. Talk to us about your location and where guests can find you here at Mall of America this season.
Yeah, so we have a beautiful location in Southeast Court on the first level, right in between LL Bean, Forever 21, and where Spirit Halloween used to be. So with Escalator, that leads right down, right in the middle. You'll see all the beautiful decorations that the Mall of America team has put together for us. So it's hard to miss that, you know, blue and red. And we'll have Marines there as well in uniform, just in case you happen to miss the decorations.
Which you look very sharp today in your uniform.
Thank you. I'm just trying to match y'all energy.
You're doing good. I actually have been down and seen their site in Southeast Court. It's awesome. There's branding everywhere. People cannot miss the Toys for Tots signs, right? They are everywhere.
That was the intent. So no matter what side you're coming from, you kind of see Toys for Tots. So it looks beautiful, honestly. I couldn't have done a better job myself. So I think the Mall of America team is fantastic.
Our team is enjoying working with your team. So looking forward to a great season. So Rob, over to you. Tell us your story and a little bit of what Every Meal is all about.
Sure. Well, I'm the founder and president now of Every Meal. We serve kids food for the weekend. So we want to make sure that kids have the food they need to learn and grow, especially when they're outside of school, which is where we call what we call food gaps. We don't have access to that food. And the biggest gap that kids in Minnesota face are weekends. And so throughout the 450 schools that we work with in the state of Minnesota, we provide food on Fridays so the kids can take it home and have something to eat on the weekends. We are all about kids, so it's great that you have two big kid partners.
It's awesome.
You know, at the mall, I mean, I think it's the Mall of America, but it's also somewhat the Mall of Minnesota, right? Especially the way that the owners and leadership of the mall invest in the local community, the local kids, as well as the kids across the country. And so really, you know, our focus is Minnesota, but having the opportunity to really engage people as they shop, Minnesotans for sure, as well as other people throughout the country and the world, because child hunger is not an issue only that Minnesota only has. And so, you know, really able to provide that opportunity to share some about the issues and why kids face food insecurity. And that's applicable all over the country.
You know, I was really surprised to see some of the stats and knowing that over 300,000 kids in Minnesota are impacted by this food gap. And I just, the number is staggering to understand the impact that Minnesota has. And I love the fact that you mentioned, you know, Mall of America is like Mall of Minnesota, because it is really important that we connect with the local community and we try to have a big impact on that. So what is your goal this holiday season here at Mall of America, that impact of how many food boxes you guys are going to be able to fund?
Yeah, I think we have a meals goal. Is it meals goal, right? Of
yes.
336,000 meals?
Yes.
Sounds right, I think, which is huge. And I think just the opportunity, certainly the money to be able to buy the food. We buy pretty much all the food we give to the kids. We'll spend over $3 million this year on purchasing food. And really the opportunity to provide some education, some learning, some engagement with the community. And really, I think this really goes hand in hand with the two organizations, in that we really just want kids to be able to be kids and not worry about where their food's coming, whether they're getting toys or not on over the holidays. And, you know, when I think about my kids, I have a first grader and a third grader, so first grader and fourth grader. And just the devastation I would feel as a parent if I couldn't buy toys or holiday gifts for them, if I couldn't get food for them on the weekend. You know, it's a Christmas, which many people celebrate. You know, that's a 2.5 to 3 week break from school. And so that's a lot of meals.
Absolutely.
And that's a lot of expense for parents who can't go to work a lot during that. And so it's strain for them when they're also trying to buy gifts and food for their kids.
Yeah, they both really do tie in together, right? So kids, families, everyone need nutrition.
And
especially
joy.
And they need the joy and the excitement of having a gift to receive, right?
No,
that's
absolutely
part of what makes it special.
No, it's amazing, actually. You know, us giving and collecting toys, giving out to community, you know, we figure that's one less thing the parents have to focus on, you know, and they can focus on paying either those bills and getting food for the family. But now, I've never heard of the program until just now, Every Meal, and this is amazing. That's two major things that they don't have to worry about this holiday season, and they can focus on those other things and without, you know, stress-free, worry-free. So I think that's amazing.
So Tyree, I know one of the taglines for Toys for Tots is about delivering hope. And I think both of you are leaning into that, whether it's food or toys, it's filling their hearts, filling them with hope.
Absolutely.
What are your goals this holiday season with your activation at Mall of America, knowing that you also have distribution at some of the other stores? So talk a little bit about that. How can people bring their toys? Where do they bring them? Whether they have handfuls or carloads, and then what are your goals for the season?
So let me start by saying the number 330,000 is amazing.
That's amazing.
I need to step my numbers up a little bit, right? I'll give you a little background. Last year, actually in 2021, we collected 206,000 toys. We were able to increase that by 40,000 last year and collect 246,000. The goal this year is to hit 300,000. So I think that the 300 number, that's clearly, this is the goal.
That's
of
the money number.
It's the money number of 2023. So the goal is to hit 300,000 toys and give out. If we get more, that'd be amazing. I honestly, working with Bone of America, I see that number increasing even more, maybe 330,000. I'm just trying to keep up there.
Healthy competition.
Yeah, absolutely, right? It only benefits the family. So that's what it's all about. But the toys, they can come, they can bring them all to America. We do have multiple locations, one in Brooklyn Park. It's a Electrical Unions out there. We haven't posted on our page. And one of our many yearly partners, Care 11. And we'll do that out in Golden Valley. So we have a set time and day where people can go and drop off toys there. A lot of businesses collect so they can go and, you know, be seen on TV to let them know how many toys they're collecting. But if you have boxes or pallets, we will be more than happy to come pick those up. Just let us know. If you want to come by the mall, just come see the Marines, take pictures, and come volunteer. That's also welcome. So we do have all the information on the page. And if for whatever reason you just want to call, chat, you know, you can call me, hit my phone. It's on the page as well, too. So
And there's a lot of our stores, a lot of our stores have collection boxes within the stores, but they can actually come to the Southeast Court and you have collection boxes there and you have Marines where people can come drop off their toys.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, I don't know how much of this has been put out so far, but there's a Toys R Us opening here at Mall of America.
What?
Yes, there is.
Breaking news, breaking news.
And Santa's going to be here too.
Sorry to let you know here, but we've strategically placed that right next to us. So people can come by, see Toys R Us, go inside, buy a toy, come donate. So I think we've played this one really well this year on how we can get some donations and how to make it easier on people. Because understandably, you know, not everything is, you know, it's at the convenience of people, so we want to make sure it's as easy as possible. So that way, you know, everyone can get a toy.
Absolutely.
I was going to ask where, if I was going to leave here, can I just buy something and drop it off? And,
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
On my way out.
You can go wherever. Five Below is one of our major partners as well, too. Go Calendar. So we work with Nickelodeon at the Mall of America, working with Lego Store at the Mall of America, Legacy Toys, Toys R Us. So we will have a list of toys, stores, or stores in the Mall of America next to Southeast Court, and like a little branding marking of all the toys, all the stores that are partnering with us this year.
I'm going to ask another question. Where's the closest? This is like for my own
good.
Where's the closest place to park if I want to bring something?
So L.L. Bean, perfectly right. They're going to get all the business and traffic flow coming through.
I'm actually legitimately
interested. So you can either go about it two ways. East parking ramp level, level one is where we're at. So that'd be easy if there's parking, right? Mall of America is always packed. And you can just come in through there, go to the left, and then you'll see Toys R Us. It'll lead you right in the direction.
So I shouldn't just put my flashers on in the...
Absolutely. We would prefer that you don't do that, but
please,
you
can park. Absolutely.
We'll give you a little leeway if you're donating toys.
And then L.L. Bean has their own parking lot right outside. It's two ways. You can go walk through L.L. Bean and then right in the mall, right as soon as you go to the mall, we're right there. So we're visible. Or you can go down the stairs right at the entrance of the parking lot and we'll have signage right there that says Toys R Us. So multiple different angles on how to get to us.
You're also going to allow drop-offs though, correct?
Absolutely.
As far as, so if people do have car loads, because a lot of times neighborhoods or businesses do a collection together. If they have those car loads to drop off, how do they do that?
So it's going to be deliveries. If you have like a truck or you have like car loads and it's a lot and it's too much work to drag that around, we have already talked with Mall of America Security. They've been more than helping and willing to help us in a situation. So as long as you let them know, hey, we're here for Toys R Us, we have toys, they'll guide them right where they need to. They'll come to us. We'll go out there and we'll offload those vehicles.
Sounds great. And one last question for Toys for Tots before I shift back to Rob. A lot of times people think toys are the only donations, but you guys also collect other items that kids, a variety of ages,
absolutely,
need. Talk
absolutely
about those things that are outside that toy category that people can donate.
So the major thing I'd say, one we're lacking every year in toys is 0 to 2 toddlers and then teenagers. So toddlers, educational material, we always, you know, advise on that. It's always good to further education. Bikes, gift cards, so that way that we can give to those nonprofits and they can go out and then go to those children and say, hey, what do you want? That way they can just kind of pick. You know, sometimes it's hard trying to guess what to get teenagers these days. It's difficult. Sporting goods, anything for like, you know, PCs, computers, gaming consoles, like accessories for that, or gift cards for that, like Fortnite, that's a big thing, you know, gift cards for that. So I think those things would be perfect for those teenagers.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
So Rob, I know that we've had some packing events out here where people have actually had the opportunity to pack the food boxes. Would love to better understand, kind of paint a picture of what your activation looks like, because you're going to have days that are a little more passive. People can learn and be educated on what you guys are doing. But then there's also some opportunities on the weekends or select days that you're going to have more staff here and more interactivity. So talk a little bit about that.
We'll have some teams there along with Thrivent, who's kind of our partner in this, and really opportunity to learn more, to take pictures with your family if you'd like, that kind of thing. There's a few games that kids can play. So after you drop off your toys and hang out with the Marines, come on over to the North End and hang out with us. And then there'll be a few different times for that. And really there's a big video screen with video information, video of actual distributions of our food to kids and packing events, like you mentioned. So it'll be a lot of fun. You know, I think anytime you're in the Mall of America, it's a lot of fun, but hopefully we make it
absolutely
a little more fun. No, like
It's always fun here.
It's always a good time.
We're the place for fun.
Yeah. And when people visit your site, then they can also donate, correct? And help you reach that goal of 336,000
yes,
meals.
Yes, absolutely. I probably should have mentioned that. Yes. No, my development fundraising person is so glad you're here. So yes, the idea is to raise enough money to be able to do that 300,000 plus meals, the number we're using now in coordination, 336,000 meals to give out to kids here in our community in Minnesota.
That's awesome.
One other thing I'd love for you to highlight is the uniqueness of your food boxes. It's not just one type of food that you distribute to kids. You recognize that there are different cultures, there are different dietary needs. So explain to our listeners and viewers that diversity of food that you guys do take in consideration and really do it with purpose.
For sure. I mean, something I say and we kind of say as a team is everything we do, all of the work we do is only as good as the food we give the kids, right? So if we go to 336,000 meals, but it's not nutritious, so it's got no, you know, a lot of salt, not a lot of nutritional value, it doesn't taste good for the kids, it doesn't make sense to them in their either cultural situation or situational situation, you know, so we have five different types of bags of food, and we want all of our food to be what we call good food, so nutritious, delicious, and relevant. So we have a registered dietitian on staff that builds all kinds of nutritional things that I don't make sense to me.
You don't
like
need to
know. Sodium and calories. And they're like, there's so much more. It's like fiber. I don't know. So they have all this stuff and this food gets a score and we do taste tests to make sure it tastes good for that delicious component. And then relevant is we have four bags that are more meal-based food. So this takes some prep and there's some different cultural breakdowns of those options. And total, we have about 22 menus of food that the kids can pick from. And then we have situationally relevant, which is if the kids don't have much access to a kitchen, so low prep or no prep food items so they can kind of eat it on the go.
That's great. Nice. Thank you for sharing that. So Dan, I would love for you to share a little bit more about our other community activations that we have here. So every meal and Toys for Tots are cornerstones for what we're delivering this holiday season, but we also work with other partners and community charities,
We do. Thank you, Jill. And of course, now all of a sudden my heart is stopping because will I remember all of them? I don't know what's going on here.
I'll help you if you forget.
And I'll mention a few that I know of. And one of the cool things, we're so proud to partner with both of your organizations. So thank you for being here with us today and for helping create change in our community. That is just amazing. But the mall actually has a tradition of doing this since the day we opened, right, for 31 years, which is awesome. A few things I can think about right now is that we are the single largest collection site, I believe, for the Salvation Army bell ringers, right? They raise more money at Mall of America every holiday season, and it's a tradition that we're quite proud of, right, because it really helps raise money for people in need as well. We do several telethons throughout the holiday season, raising money and awareness for different charities. I know we have a Catholic Charities Giving Tree that we typically do. One of my favorites, and you'll love this one, is we have a special event called Holiday for Heroes, where we reserve Nickelodeon Universe. We open early on a Sunday morning and we invite, I think it's around 3,000 or 3,500 service members and or veterans and their families. We have breakfast. We have special prizes. They come in, they get to enjoy the park, and then they have wristbands so they can be there all day long as well.
Oh, that's amazing.
Two other really fun ones are a tradition we started about 3 years ago is Festival of Trees. We have this one site up on level 2 on the north end, which is we have more than 100 decorated holiday trees that are just amazing. They're beautiful. It's an experience. It raises money for the Mall of America Community Foundation, which then gives that money to educational partners throughout the year as well. And people can actually buy raffle tickets to win all the decor. And there's some awesome decor, right? And we'll talk about that in a minute. And finally, and I don't think I've forgotten anything, maybe I have, is Clouds Choir for a Cause. And if you've never been here for that, it's an event that raises money and awareness for cancer research. Started a young gentleman in Minnesota, Zach Sobiak, had cancer. And he wrote a song, and he actually performed it at the mall too. And then we lost to Zach, and his family and his friends and supporters have been coming every year to raise millions of dollars for cancer research. So, whoosh, I'm exhausted.
You got it all. I'm proud of you, Dan. You
knocked it out.
You
of
got
park.
It all in there. And Clouds Choir is one of my favorite events throughout the entire year because it's very powerful to see our entire community of 8,000 choir participants come together and sing the song that Zach composed. So it is very powerful. And our team volunteers throughout the season for a lot of these different initiatives. And I think it's great because whether they're signed up as a volunteer or not, yep. they participate because it's definitely, it warms our heart and we love participating and making a difference. So I think that's great. And Festival of Trees, we are, you know, we have a lot of different brands that participate in that activation. And it's a really fun experience because you can walk through for free and just take pictures and enjoy. And like Dan said, put your name in the hat to hopefully win one of the decorations for the trees. And so we love it. It's an ongoing tradition for us. And that's what's key, tradition.
Absolutely.
And a lot of these components that we're talking about today talk about tradition and whether it's yes. something that you do year after year or if it's something new that you want to create as a tradition for your family, come to Mall of America and enjoy because you can find out all the information on our website. We do have a special community section that highlights all the things that we're talking about today. So
I'm making note of these things for sure.
Yeah, good. Absolutely. Yeah.
Bring my notes. Kids.
It is because you can come out it's and awesome. Not only come and shop and dine and play, but you can also make a difference. And that's what's really
and
important.
And let the kids get some energy out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you refuel it, you know?
Absolutely.
And some of the adults get some
energy. So to round things out in our podcast, believe it or not, we're getting to the end of our episode. But I would love to do a little speed round with you three gentlemen to talk about some fun holiday things. So start out by talking about what's your favorite tradition during the holiday season.
Ooh, one of the favorite.
Just one favorite.
Because okay, I don't want to get in trouble with, like if I pick my mom's meal and then my
don't
wife is like, what about my meal? I mean, I think just the time to really, the kids are off of school. I could get off work and the time just to be together as a family in the stillness of there's not something else to do or something else to do or something else to do. That just doesn't happen as often as I'm sure all of us would like. So just that, you know, chance to be lazy and what's the Swedish like resting word that they do that is just really meaningful for me with my family.
Nice.
Dan, how about you?
Well, I have a lot of traditions. I'll say one. In 2006, we built the world's largest gingerbread. So since that, beginning that year, on Christmas Eve, we build small gingerbread houses in with my family. And I'm a very competitive person. So then we judge them. And I don't want to let you know who wins every year, but...
Oh, okay.
I can probably guess.
Are you also the judge?
I am the judge.
So it's funny. No matter whenever we're talking about holiday, Dan always finds a way to bring in gingerbread houses. It's always part of the topic. Tyree, yeah. How about you?
It's a little tough for me. Last 6 years I've been doing Toys to Tots, so I'd say the tradition for me is on Christmas Day I'd like to go out to a family and give toys to a specific family on that day. So I'm usually busy on the holidays, so I try to make my time to go see family after the holidays are over. But Toys to Tots has been my tradition for the last 6 years, so.
That's wonderful.
Giving is a big part of the holidays. So Dan, what would you say has been the favorite gift that you have given to someone?
I'm going to say one that not that I've given, that my sister gave, if that's all right. When Bryce, I was a single dad, my son, and we didn't have a lot of money. He was about 8 years old, and she had gotten a new Nintendo set for her kids. So she gave my son their old Nintendo set, and he cried and jumped for joy, and it was... Just his reaction was amazing.
That's when you know it's genuine.
Really, yeah, really it was amazing. It.
Absolutely.
What's your favorite gift that you gave? Or that...
You're in the business of giving gifts.
I know.
I know.
So tough.
You're
that
giving.
That one is tough, honestly. That's a tough one, honestly.
You're good. You can think about it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to. Yeah.
What's the favorite kid's gift this year? Do we know what that's going to be?
Yeah. What is it?
You know what? Actually, there is one. Elmo, that's so there's one that I think some lucky kid's going to amaze. Actually, you know what? Children's Hospital. That specific organization or hospital, I love giving to that hospital. Last year, we pick out all the greatest toys that we possibly can, handpick it, and then go over and give that to those kids. So I'd say that's the greatest gift I enjoy giving.
Awesome.
We'll be doing that.
I love that. How about you?
I can't remember if this was a Christmas gift or something else, but it wasn't really the gift. It was more how it was presented. So we bought my mom a paddle boat.
Oh,
you pedal,
yeah, absolutely.
Which is, you know, funny in and of itself. But we put it in we have this trailer in the back of my car, and we put the kids in it and made a little flag and drove it up to her as if it was like a pirate ship or something. So it was more the delivery of the gift as just making it, all the neighbors
a lot of effort put
still
into
think
that
we're pretty weird. I think that's
I love it. And to wrap it up, favorite holiday song. Tyree,
well,
you're first.
Before we do that, Jill, what was your favorite?
Yes. Yes.
Wait, I wasn't ready for that. My favorite gift that I give every year is a photo album to my mom. So she leans on me to capture the moments throughout the entire year of our family's activities. And then I put together a digital photo book for her. So she looks forward to that every year. So I would say that would be my favorite gift to give. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with Mariah Carey. Christmas holiday.
Oh,
songs,
we will be
right?
hearing her often. Yeah. She plays on a loop in our mind.
I think I heard her on the way.
I think that's just one song you can never get tired of for whatever reason. If you are, you might want to reconsider your favorite holiday. But that's one of my favorite songs.
Never go wrong with Mariah.
The song from How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the live action movie where Faith Hill sings it, Where Are You Christmas? But when little Mary Lou Who sings it, oh my gosh, it's just gorgeous. Yes.
I will have to listen to that one.
I was just watching that movie. Oh my goodness.
Okay.
The Grinch 2 also came out in case you want
to. Yes. Yeah, such a watch The Grinch.
I'll do an album. I'll do the Zooey Deschanel and someone else Christmas album.
Is that the official name?
That's exactly, yeah, trademark.
I love it.
But it's just a kind of more folksy version of Christmas songs.
I love it. I love Christmas music. I love when it gets turned on. It just sets the mood and it shifts the season and ready to start shopping and giving. So
I guess I have one question for everyone. Yeah. What is your favorite Christmas holiday drink or beverage?
So he's turning it to the drink.
Ooh, okay.
I'm a fan of eggnog. And so I like to mix that up a little bit and add a little spirit to it.
As you should.
Mm-hmm. Add spirit or spirits?
Spirits.
To it. That's what
I can add a plural.
I really like mulled wine, which I feel like comes out a lot around this time.
Okay.
But I'll do some eggnog and rum too.
Okay.
Well, I love white wine, Pinot Grigio or Sancerre, all year long. But this year, I'm going to put a candy cane in it.
As you should.
How's that? Make it holiday. How about you?
Okay, bring us home.
It's a New York special. Maybe not really a New York special. Somebody's probably going to, you know, get me for that later. But it's called Coquito. It's a Spanish drink, actually, a spiced rum. It's very delicious. And it's somewhat similar to like eggnog, but like a spiced spirits. Yeah, absolutely. So if I get some, I'm going to have to bring some over.
I think
Let's
we should
try
just
away, you know?
Enjoy we'll together.
Saturday, yeah.
The next show. Yeah.
Enjoy together.
But it's delicious. Absolutely delicious.
Well, gentlemen, that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much. Cannot wait for this holiday season and to welcome all of our guests to come and spread the cheer, the joy, and the sense of giving. So happy holidays to everybody. And that's going to do it for this version of So Much More.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of So Much More. If you want to hear more, be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you find your favorites, including Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. And you can also watch a video cast on YouTube. Go to podcast.mallofamerica.com to leave a review, ask a question, or give us an idea for the show. Until next time, thanks for listening. So Much More is presented by the Bloomington Convention and Visitors Bureau, the official destination marketing organization for the city of Bloomington, Minnesota. Before your next trip to Mall of America, visit bloomingtonmn.org for answers to all your travel questions, deals and packages for hotel stays, and so much more.